Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have a new claimant on the line, Felicia. I'm sorry, Felicia Dennis.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, you can transfer her over. I'll see if I can hear her better, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Miss Dennis?
Hi.
Hi, Miss Dennis. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, because we were getting a whole bunch of background noise when she was trying to introduce me to you. My name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, and I am on a recorded line, okay?
Okay.
And is your correct callback number, is it 763-329-5224?
Yes.
And you are Felicia Dennis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for verifying that for me. And again, it's Randy Reese. And if we should, for any reason, become disconnected, I will call you right back. And that would be from my desk phone, which I'm going to text you is a 949 number. Okay, and that is my contact number. So I'm going to send that
Okay.
to you as well. Now, I do understand that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I can help you with that. So let me pull up the form. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thank you for asking.
Getting a little cold outside.
It was freezing, my God. Where are you located, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm North Minneapolis, so yeah, it's getting there for us. So
Oh
yeah.
God, yes, it's cold up there. Get ready, here it comes. Winter's coming, as they say, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right, and I do need to ask that one other way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm for this specific matter? Is that a yes? You've not?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, now here comes the tough question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer just last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's why I said that's the tough question. Now, it's not necessary for the claim, but do you know the subtype of ovarian? In other words, was it clear cell, epithelial? Do you know? And if you don't know, that's fine.
All I know is it was stage one. The words for certain things, you got me on that one. But yeah, stage one ovarian cancer is what I was diagnosed with for
Yes, Miss
like
Dennis.
normal terms.
And you know what? That's why it's not so normal. But I appreciate you explaining that to me. But here's the deal. As I mentioned to you, it's not required that you know the subtype. And it probably is a doctor's term that maybe even if they did throw it at you, like you would remember, you had a whole lot else going on in your head. Trust me.
Oh my
Okay.
God.
Trust me, I've been there, done that. I mean, not that I was a woman, but we all have our issues. And by the way, these guys make men's products too, okay? So don't think
Oh, so there's
you're
just
singled
blood in
out.
all of them.
Well, yeah, all right. Now, sorry about that. I get off on my tangents.
No,
I'm
you're
really
good.
passionate about you getting justice for this. So let's see if we can get this claim in for you, okay? Now, ma'am, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Miss Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed? What was the date that you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed last year of December 2023. I'm not sure exactly what date, but I know it was in December of last year.
Okay. If you had to just, you don't have to be exact, but I do need to put a day in there. So do you remember, was it before or after Christmas? Can you remember that?
It was before. It was definitely before. It was
Do you
like the
think?
beginning of December. So let's say December 3rd.
Okay, thank you for that. So we'll put December 3rd. Now, do you know who your doctor was that diagnosed you?
Yes, Miss Brown.
It's Dr. Brown, and where was that at? And I'm going to pull it up on Google.
It was Health Fairview and University of Minnesota.
Health Fairview, University of Minnesota.
And then the name is Allison Brown.
Okay, it'll come up here in a second. You'd be surprised how much Google knows, or maybe you're not surprised. If you Google me, it knows my home address and tells you my home phone number. I'm not making that up. Not that I agree
so
with
scary,
that.
So scary, right?
It is, my God. Thank you for getting that. That's my point. Okay.
That is, like, super creepy. Like, yeah. I just make me feel like my neighbor's looking through my window type of thing.
Now they got all these drones all over, right? Okay. So, I have, is it Catherine Brown by chance?
Allison,
you did say that. Okay. Hang on. Kind of a common name. Not the Allison, the brown part. There she is. Yeah, there she is, right there. Ooh. Okay. Now, she's a nurse practitioner. Do you know the doctor's name that she was under? Oh, no, that's a different one. That's a different one. God, there's a lot of browns. Hold on. Well, let me ask you this. Instead of me trying to, do you know?
I went in as an OBGY. Okay. So maybe she's on an OBGYN.
Well, let's, you know what? I got this covered. Her name's Dr. Allison Brown, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just type it in.
Yeah, because I was just going in for random checkups, annual checkups, and yeah.
That surprised the heck out of you, didn't you?
No, because it was just like I was explaining my pains and my symptoms and stuff, and then stuff got a little more serious than I expected.
Okay, what's the name of the facility again? I'm sorry to ask you that. I bet it did too. You poor thing.
It was Farview.
Farview or
and University.
Farview.
Fairview. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Fairview and Health Fairview University of Minnesota.
There you go. Trouble is that we're like near the fairgrounds here, and Google keeps wanting to show me all the things that are fair. Because, they're all around the fairgrounds. There's like streets, everything named after the fair. And Google is like, it thinks I'm here. And I keep telling it, no, I'm not here. Okay, but that's okay. We got it. We found it. Okay. And I have a phone number for them of 612-273-3000. Does that sound correct?
For them or for me?
No, for Fairview, for the University of Minnesota Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. 273-3123. Okay. And we're almost done with that. Well, it gives me a map. Let's see how long it takes to get there from California. I'm kidding. I'm just pulling the address.
Oh, not so.
28 hours if I left right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to drive anywhere for 28 hours straight. Okay. That is on East Harvard Street. Is that correct? In Minneapolis?
It is 2450 Riverside Avenue, Minneapolis.
2450 Riverside Avenue. Thank you. There's so many campuses. 2450 Riverside Avenue.
55454.
That part I got. And you know what? If I were to pull this up, which I'm not going to bother because you knew the address, I bet it's like right there with the same address I just went to, because they're all like within the same center. That's kind of the way my doctors work too. Okay. Thank you for that. Sorry about the delay on that. All right. Continuing on. And when you used the products, were you in Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask is because there is a statute of limitations and it is different by each state. So you're fine in your state.
Okay.
All right. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? Well, how about
I was using it for about 9 years, 10 years maybe, and I had used it probably 8 times a year.
So on average, you used it. That actually is a question. So thank you. That is on average, you used it for 8 times per year then?
Yes.
And that was before your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen? Oops. Sometimes his mouth sticks. We want to make sure we put 8. Okay. Now, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
3/5/1988.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Good. Okay. And then I'll probably ask this one again, but to confirm, your phone number is 763-329-5224.
Yes.
They like to make sure that we have the phone numbers right. I do apologize if it gets asked a lot of times, but I get it. Okay, hang on. Let's just do this. Oh, there's a pause. Copy, paste. And I'm really almost done, or we're getting there, so thank you for knowing the answers to this. Now, I did just send you a text message. That is my contact information. I promised I was going to do that, and I didn't want to get much farther and forget to do that. That is also my email as well as my direct line. Doesn't sound like we're going to get disconnected, but if you have any additional questions or anything when we're done with this intake, you can feel free to follow up with me, or if you know anybody else, you can feel free to pass on my name and number to them. I would never ask you for anybody's number, okay? But you can feel free to give it out if you want. Now, continuing.
Gotcha.
Thank you, ma'am. Again, you were in, I did ask this, but just to confirm, you were in Minnesota when you used the product primarily?
Yes.
And that doesn't mean like you went on vacation or something. You know what I mean. You used it in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned you used it for 9 or 10 years. Now, going back, you know that you were diagnosed in December of 23. So when do you think you first started using hair relaxer? And give me your best approximation.
So probably like 2014.
Okay. And do you think you might have used it like prior to the school year starting? Or July. Okay,
yep,
right.
July.
Getting ready for school, right?
Yep. July 2014, I've started relaxing my hair. Just doing a little different stuff with my hair for sure.
Well, you weren't alone. And I'm so sorry that this had to happen to you, because the reason my passion here is because we all put our trust in these big companies to be testing these products and things before they give them out. And this is clearly a case of profits before people. So anyways, do you remember if that was like around 4th of July, after 4th of July? Do you remember maybe people were coming over, you did it at the beginning of the month? Do you remember?
So it would be after the 4th of July.
Okay.
So probably right after, the day after the 5th, because we start school, we go back to school and all of that stuff. So yeah.
Okay. So we put July 5th, 2014. Now, the next question shouldn't have to toggle your mind too much, because it usually goes in with your diagnosis date. When did you stop using the hair relaxer?
December 2023.
See, you knew that one right off the bat.
Yeah, when I got the diagnosis.
Okay. Now, had you used it like shortly before you went in for the diagnosis? Because I need to put in a day, and we know your diagnosis date was the 3rd. So if you stopped using it, had you like just done it couple days?
My last relaxer was November 11th of 2023.
Thank you, ma'am. That's what we're going to put as the last time that you used the hair relaxer, 11/11/23. And you had mentioned that you were using it on average 8 times per year. So really, I mean, that's almost monthly, correct? Now, did you maybe have like extra times here that maybe you, when you say average, did you have extra times? I mean, would it be reasonable to say that you did use it monthly, or what would you want me to put?
Yeah, I definitely use it once a month, sometimes twice.
Okay. Yeah, I know how it works. My wife actually used the product, Dark and Lovely. And
that's the same one I actually use.
Well, I'm going to ask you that in a second. And and yeah, you know what? It really depends on what was going on outside of, meaning if people were coming over, if we were going somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it helps. You know, it's just such an easy process. After you use it, you don't really have to do much. And it makes you think you're doing something good. And it's healthy and it's helping, and along down the road it messed me up a little bit,
and again, I'm so sorry. So you mentioned that you'd been using the hair relaxer for 9 to 10 years. was that consecutively? Did you use it for 9 years consecutively, meaning that there was never a full year that you stopped using it?
Oh, yeah.
So
I
we're going
to. Sure, I got to get this together.
9 consecutive years, then. That's a long time. Yeah. Okay. Now, did you primarily do it at home yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you already answered this, but you use Dark and Lovely?
Yes.
Okay. And let me keep going. What type of treatments did you receive?
I received chemo.
Oh, you poor thing.
I received I got like a little bit of pain medicine, but for the most part, yeah, I received chemo.
Was that the injectable type? Through IV?
Yes. IV, yeah.
How many rounds did you get?
The first 5 days was inpatient, the next six months was outpatient.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, okay. My arms are really like horrible noodles right now.
Yeah, I keep forgetting it hasn't been that long ago. Thank you for being prompt on this. Let me scroll back and
yeah,
just
it was just recent. Like, it don't feel like it was that long ago. Now that I'm thinking about it, it has been a year, but yeah, no, it has not been that long.
Well, the thing is,
my hair
is
just now growing back.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that part. The reason I mention that, though, is that I do get a lot of ladies that call in, and it's so sad when I have to tell them that the state they lived in, the statute of limitations has expired their ability to file a claim, and that's really sad. I mean, it really is. So that's what I was referring to when I said I'm glad that you got a hold of this. Seriously. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of them
Thank
say,
you.
They just say, I just didn't know. They didn't know there was a claim. So, there you go.
Yeah, no, I wasn't aware. I just actually, I watch a lot of infomercials in the middle of the night. I've been a fan of Instagram and, TikTok and things like that. So a lot of stuff I click on and if it's an easy sign up, I just go ahead and sign up and go for it and see what comes out of it. But
well,
this one I was like really interested in. Yeah.
Right up your alley. I'm sorry to say it like that, but good for you for finding it. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product?
More. 2 or more, yeah.
And then it also happened after 2 or more years after you used the product regularly for at least a full year, correct?
So it didn't start before I started using the product.
Correct. The question, the way it's worded is kind of, it's not misleading, it's just confusing. So here's the question, and that's why I kind of broke it down like that. The question is did you use that product regularly for at least 1 year, and then did the diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using that product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Now, I did jump ahead. You received chemo and pain meds. Now, did they take you right in or shortly thereafter of your diagnosis date in December of 23, December 3rd? In other words, when did they start treatment?
They hospitalized me there because, like I said, I was...
Oh, right then and there they did?
Yes.
Oh,
and I was, like
thing.
I said, I went in for 5 days.
So you didn't even get a chance to go home.
Nope, I did. I went in 5 days for that, for the
wow.
The cancer, and then I went out for the 6 months or whatever for the outpatient or whatever.
And so the hospital
and
you were at was
that,
the,
it was
the,
maybe like okay. So I'm gonna say I went to the doctor a couple of times. And on maybe like the third or fourth time, which was in a matter of like 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
So like the third time of my doctor's appointment, I definitely went in. So I'd say I went in 2 or 3 times before I actually went to the doctor within a matter of like 6 to 7 days. I went in 2 or 3 times. So my last time I went in, yeah, I went to,
okay.
I got admitted.
So, but they started treating you right away, like on the third, right when you got diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, was that Dr. Allison that started treating you?
Yes.
Okay, let me scroll back up. And that was on Riverside Avenue?
Same look.
Okay, let me just copy and paste all that I've got already. Thank you. Okay. It's way up on the other side, so bear with me. Actually, the address is 2450 Riverside.
Yes.
And that's in what city again?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Just confirming it. Thank you. And the zip again?
55454.
Thank you. Okay. You saved me the trouble of going way back up and copying and pasting because I knew you knew it. So thank you for that. Okay.
No, you're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just glad somebody actually called.
All right. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And I know this is repetitive, but Ms. Dennis, could you please spell your first name for me again?
F-E-L-E-C-I-A-D-E-N-N-I-S.
Thank you for that. And is there any suffix to your name?
No.
Believe it or not, once in a while I'll get a lady that there is, because they're maybe named after their grandma or something, seriously.
No, no.
Very, very rare. Okay. And then I have FeliciaDennis2@gmail.com.
Yes.
763-329-5224. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone and email.
Phone and email. Okay. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Morning time.
You got it. And what is your address?
1814 Fremont Avenue, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55411, apartment number 2.
1814 Fremont Avenue North, Minneapolis. That's in, I'm going to say this wrong, but Hennepin County,
mm-hmm.
Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
Minnesota. And the apartment was 2, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, good luck. I remembered it. Now, this is about your medical records. I know this is real, real recent, so you may not have it. You may have my chart on your phone or something like that. But can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? And if needed, you will get them. You will help us get them. But the attorneys will attempt to get them. So
yes.
It's always better if you – thank you. But I was going to say it's always better if the attorneys get them, but if need be, you can get them for us, correct?
Okay. That's fine.
And,
yes.
And you would be able to provide them by mail or electronically, correct?
Oh, yes.
Now, in order to secure your medical records, we do need your social security number. So what is your social, please?
361-84-6443.
Thank you, ma'am. I have 361-84-6443.
Yes.
Okay. And now, possibly the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance when clients have become unresponsive for an extended period of time. So, if you could provide me with the name, the first name only is necessary, the phone number and who they are, friend, family, or foe, so that we could contact them and just say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Ms. Dennis and we've not been able to.
Okay, go ahead. I got a number for you.
Give me a name first.
Her name is Caitlin, C-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
And what is Caitlin's number there?
Okay, I gotta go find it because she is my daughter, but yeah.
That's okay. Phones nowadays, nobody remembers numbers. I'm not surprised, okay?
Yeah, no, like that's crazy. I remember. She's just a girl with a lot of numbers, is what I'm gonna say. Okay, so here we go. 708.
I'm sorry, 708.
Hello.
Hello. Are you back?
708-545.
Okay.
8688.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me just check something out. And have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
No.
Okay. But you're, I can already tell, pretty technologically savvy.
I'm getting there. I got a 7. My baby's going to be 17 in like 4 days. And then my daughter, she's like 19. So they get on me real bad about moving slow and not filling out something correctly or not knowing how to copy and paste. And yeah, I'm getting there.
Well, I'm going to help you because you're going to sign a document here, hopefully, and I'm going to help you do it. And it's super easy. And then you can tell your daughters that you have learned how to sign documents electronically. And I can promise you this is going to come up again because this is kind of the way the world's going, Miss Dennis. Trust me, yeah. I'm a lot older than you. Okay, so if I can do it, okay. You can do this. So right now, I'm sending you, it's going to come via text, and it's also going to go to your email, whichever is the easiest for you to get to without hanging up on me. So you may want to put me on speakerphone, or if you have a headset, or put me on speaker would work.
I'm a few steps ahead of you. I'm already clicking on the link, waiting on it to load.
See, you were way ahead of me. I knew you'd get it.
Okay.
And then once it loads, you're gonna see what to do. It's gonna ask you to click a little box that you agree to receive information from me, Randall Reese, electronically, and then hit, I believe it's next or continue.
Okay.
And then do you see in the upper right hand corner it says start?
Yep, and it says adopt a sign.
You're way ahead of me. I'm gonna be quiet, okay?
Yep.
Good job.
Okay.
And it'll come to me. Give it 1 second. Does it say all done on your end?
Yep, it says. Yep.
Okay. Let me reload. I got it. Now, you've got my contact information. I'm also going to send you another text message right now. This is the law firm that represents you in this matter. It's Pulaski. It's AD4. It's Pulaski and then several other names behind it. So it's abbreviated as AD4. I put Pulaski. Their phone number is 909-906-3862. I'm going to send that to you, but you don't need to call them at this point. They're going to be reaching out to you. It's just going to, you won't have to go through the intake. I forward the intake over to them, or we do, and the attorneys we'll basically just give you an introductory call is really what it is, and you're good to go. If you have any questions concerning, you know, how long the claim takes or any settlement amounts or anything like that, you are more than welcome to speak to them about it. Okay, Miss Dennis?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you have any additional questions for me?
No, thank you. I'll call if I do.
Okay, ma'am. You have a blessed day, and thank you for participating in the claim. I really mean that.
Thank you so much for calling me back.
Okay. You have a blessed day, ma'am.